Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course. Tuttle.
Get this
Tuttle
going.
In Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle.
Everything's a goddamn debate. What's up, guys? Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I hope every single one of you guys have had a wonderful day. I'm sorry that I was not on yesterday, but guess what? Sorry. I had a lot of stuff going on. A lot of cleanup. Hey now, Iggy T coming in. Iggy T already in the house. What up, Iggy? David Rivera coming in. Gave me a super sticker for $20 on YouTube. And if any of you guys ever want to, like, help out the cause, because I'm doing pretty well right now. I'm doing quite well with my job. And it keeps me pretty busy. It does. I love doing this show. I love doing this show. I absolutely love it. It's the only thing that really keeps me sane. But, like, I get caught up in other facets of my life where I got to just do the other job, and it sucks. It sucks because this is my passion. Doing content, talking to people, expressing myself, giving my opinions, connecting with people that check out the stuff that I do on a regular basis, that's my passion. I love doing it, but guess what? I love radio. I love podcasting. I love radio more than radio and podcasting loves me. It's just the way that it's always been, but I'm still gonna do it. I'm a guy. I'm a dude. And that, you know, that's what dudes do. Dudes do a lot of messed up stuff that does not make any sense. Gary, what up, Gary? Hey, man, sorry about not connecting last week. The hurricane stuff kind of got me off track, but if you want to get back to the football picks this week, we could definitely do that. Just text me, and we will set up a time. But, guys, oh, you know what? I don't even have Google Voice opened up. If you guys want to give me a call, you can easily do that. I would love to interact with you. I love interacting. I love engaging with people. So if you guys want to call in, you could easily do that. Hey, Tuttle, I didn't get any notification that you went live. Are you shadow banned also? No, I don't think that I'm shadow banned. I think a lot of people got the thing. It's just you got to make sure that you are signed up for notifications on the YouTube app or Twitch app. And then you got to make sure that your phone is set up for notifications as well. And so Iggy T, I mean, he says, hey, Tuttle, I didn't get any notification that you went live. Are you shadow banned? So I don't think that I'm shadow banned. I know that it does happen. It does happen a lot on social media, but Iggy T says she got a notification that I was going live. One of the things that I wanted to talk about, and I know a lot of people don't like talking about sports or don't like to hear me talk about sports, but I don't understand, like, why is everybody just so gung-ho on Aaron Judd hitting his 62nd home run? They're acting like this is a new all-time season home run record, but it's not even close. I mean, you don't even have it down to single digits. And I know a lot of people wanted to, well, Barry Bonds was a part of the steroid era. Well, guess what? Barry Bonds was never, ever tested positive for steroids. So you can't say that he wasn't a part of it if he never tested positive for steroids. But we all know. We all know. But let's be honest. I mean, Barry Bonds' 73 home runs is the record. It is the record no matter what you say. Yeah, I mean, Gary, though, I got to disagree with you on it, though. Gary says, I don't recognize Bonds or Sosa or McGuire. I mean, okay, so Sosa, McGuire, we know that they definitely cheated. Like, we know that for a fact. We do not know that for a fact with Barry Bonds, even though we all know that he did. And let's be honest, 73 home runs, guess what? Steroids, the hardest thing to do in sports is to hit a baseball. It's the hardest fucking thing that you're ever going to ask an athlete to do, is to hit a major league pitcher pitch. I mean, Gary, yeah, it did. It swelled up. We all know that. We all know that Barry Bonds was, but technically he never, ever tested positive for steroids. So, I'm just saying, I got a big-ass head. I've never done steroids a day in my life. But everybody's making a big deal about Aaron Judge. They just want to take that away from Barry Bonds. And I get it. I get why they want to. Because Barry Bonds, he was not a very likable baseball player. He just wasn't. So that's one of the main reasons. But I really think this is just some really bad marketing on Major League Baseball's part by trying to push this agenda that Aaron Judd is the new single season home run king. He's not. He's 11 home runs shy of what Barry Bonds did. I mean, I'm just being honest. I'm just being upfront, and I'm just being honest. Because that it is the truth. It is. You know, there's a lot of hurricane stuff that I could talk about. Not, I will, but man, this is a really fucked up story. And this has to come down to mental illness. But this mother shot her son in the back. What is going on, people? What is going on that we live in a world where moms are shooting their sons in the back? My God, you can't even trust the woman that gave birth to you. You think that you could show your back to your mom and she's not going to shoot you or stab you or try to kill you while your back is turned? No, this kid did. Never in a million years. Even though I've seen all the stories where moms have killed their kids. I remember the first time when I was young, one of the first stories I remember of a mother killing their kids. There was one mom that drowned her kids in a bathtub. And then there was another one that claimed that she was carjacked and an African-American gentleman took the kids and then drowned them in a lake. Like, they put them in a car. Yes, Susan Smith, one of the worst stories that I've ever heard in my life. And the thing is about Susan Smith is that, you know, it was like, it was a black man abducted my kids and drove them into a lake. No, no. I don't understand why the media did not call bullshit on that immediately. But this is a really messed up story.
New tonight, we're putting a name and a face on one of the saddest crimes in recent memory. A 13-year-old Mobile child allegedly shot and killed by his own mother last night.
This is a tough one. The sister of Jamil Dwayne Lewis Autry.
And a four named Jamil Dwayne Lewis Autry. Poof.
Sending us this picture of him earlier tonight. Jamil's sister says
Jamil Dwayne Lewis Autry looks like he's at Topgolf right there, right? You would think that Jamal Dwayne Lewis Autry, if he's at Topgolf, you'd be like, oh yeah, he's good. He's definitely not going to get shot in the back by his mom. Like, seriously, though, I mean, come on, people. This is what I've been talking about for a while, that if mental illness is not taken as seriously, we are nothing. As humans, we're nothing but, like, humans that are ahead of the food chain. We are evolved animals. That's all we are. We are evolved animals. And for the most part, animals, if you look at anywhere in the food chain, that moms are going to protect their cubs. They're going to protect their children to the point that they will put their own life, their own body, their own well-being on the line. And then, you know, fast forward to Jamil Dwayne Lewis Autry that got shot in the back by his own flesh and blood. The woman that passed this Jamil Dwayne Lewis Autry through her birth canal, she shot and killed this kid, shot him in the back. I don't know what the definition of mental illness is, but I think this is it. This is it. A mother that passed this good-looking kid, he's at Topgolf, Jamil Dwayne Lewis Autry, just shot him in the back, like, it meant nothing.
He went to Mobile County Training School, and as you might imagine, the family just devastated.
Mobile police say Jamil's mother shot him in the back at their home in the
really?
Plateau community.
Holy
Glenda
shit.
Glenda Agee, who has a long rap sheet, is in Metro tonight, charged with murder.
Fox News investigative reporter Brendan Kirby with the story.
No, my baby, get away from me, God, get away from me.
That is the mom. That is the mom. That is the mom. Listen to how she's talking. This is mental illness, people. This is mental illness. This is the definition. This is visual proof of mental illness.
No, my baby, get away from me, God, get away from me.
AG appeared distraught Tuesday afternoon as police pushed her wheelchair toward a patrol.
And she's crying. Man, I know a lot of people think, oh, she's just playing it up. She's playing it. No. Do you guys realize that I was 11 days in a mental institution and I saw a lot of people that remind me exactly of this woman in the wheelchair that killed her own flesh and blood, shot him in the back. This is mental illness. What is going on, people?
Vehicle to take her to jail.
Oh, God, no!
At this stage of the investigation, police have few answers. No known motive. Corporal Ryan Blakely says he can't recall a similar situation.
It is unusual.
I mean, I have, you know, This sheriff wants to say, oh, I can't recall anything like this. No, no, trust me. From working in Tampa as long as I did, I, yes, Julie Snedeker. Fozzie, I was just about to talk about her. Her kids were mouthing off from what she said, and she just walked downstairs and pit, like, she double-tapped the both of them in the back of their head. And let's think about this, okay? I don't believe in the afterlife. I don't believe in religion. I don't believe in any of that stuff. But is it better if your mom is going to take you out? If your mom's going to take you out, is it better that you don't see it coming? That you just get double tapped, pop, pop, back of the head, pop, pop, back of the head? Because it's not like, you know, as a child, as a daughter or a son, you would never think in a million years that your own mother is going to kill you. The woman that had to squeeze out your body in between her legs, you would never even think that, oh man, my mom's going to kill me one day. No, is it better that you don't see it coming? Because, I mean, I think that would be, you know, like if your mom, you had to see her shoot you and kill you, I think that would be way really messed up. It would. I'm just saying. Fozzie says, Julie Snedeker, she's over in Tampa. She killed her kids. She asked him nicely three times to pipe down. It's clean shoe. I know Fozzie's joking around, and I do joke. I'd hope they'd take me to Chuck E. Cheese first. So, I mean, just getting shot in the back or in the back of the head, pop, pop. Pop, pop goes the weasel. Then it wouldn't be that bad because at least you wouldn't know that your mom took you out. I know this is something that is like very minimalized that I shouldn't even be talking about, but it's something that everybody thinks about, even though if they won't admit it, it is something that everybody's thought about when they hear these stories. Is it better to not see it coming? Because this kid got shot in the back.
This is a first for me.
Neighbors I talked to didn't want to go on camera, but they describe a good kid living in a home that police frequently visited. One woman saw the aftermath of the shooting.
When I came home, I just seen it. And when I went through there, I just seen a door wide open.
Musty says, I'm still trying to talk myself into popping my three-year-old in the mouth for spitting. Fozzie, if you will, says, I bet three of four of the Octomom's kids wish she'd off them. I could definitely see that, but man, this is just a really messed up story.
I just hate this happened to the little boy. He was a good little boy. He just got picked on all the time.
And he just got picked on.
He had a troubled family. He just had a troubled life all the time.
Mm-hmm. AG has been arrested dozens of times.
Look at this chick.
Back to the early 1990s.
For real, though, like, how do you, I'm sorry, though. I know some people are, but is it just natural selection that you get taken out by a decrepit old woman in a wheelchair? Like, I mean, come on. I know all that you guys are thinking. It's like, even at 14 years old, how do you let a decrepit old mother in a wheelchair get the drop on you like that? I don't know.
Charged with offenses ranging from reckless endangerment to public intoxication to domestic violence to driving under the influence.
Well, I mean, why is this chick even out in the first place? Because, oh, she's in a wheelchair. But I just don't understand how you let this chick get the drop on you.
...of alcohol. Mobile police say that in the last 2 years alone, officers have been called to AG's address 34 times for reasons as varied as 911 hangups, assault complaints, and medical emergencies. Another neighbor says the victim sometimes played with her children.
Oh, so that makes her a good mom. It makes her a good mom that she sometimes was outside playing with her children. But this decrepit old woman in a wheelchair, she was able to get the drop on her 14-year-old kid and shoot him right in the back.
Wish she had been in a better situation. The situation he was in for a child, it was the wrong situation because he couldn't have grown up like a small child should have.
Couldn't have grown up. Police. Fish on Jay, yo, yo, yo. What's up, everyone?
Drove her away. I tried to ask AG how this happened.
Ma'am, was this self-defense?
No. I love my child.
They asked her, hey, was this self-defense? And she was like, no, it was not self-defense. I love my kids. I love my children. That's a real, real weird story. Come on. Bye-bye. Oh, I want to talk about this. I've had to deal with coyotes growing up. I mean, if you live in anywhere where there's wilderness, but coyotes are the paper tigers of the wild wilderness. Coyotes are not killing things unless it's smaller than them. Coyotes catch cats. But, like, there's this story about a pack of coyotes that were stalking a girl that was walking her dog. And what I'm trying to say is, like, I'm not trying to shock jock or anything, guys, but, like, I'm just being upfront. I talked about natural selection earlier with the mother shooting the 14-year-old in the back. How do you let a decrepit old woman in a wheelchair get the drop on you? Yeah, the same thing goes with this kid walking her dog out with coyotes and stuff. I'm sorry, if you're over the age of 5 and you cannot fend yourself against a coyote, maybe you're not meant for the real world. I'm just saying, we've all, and guys, I know a lot of people are going to get pissed off at me about this, but let's be honest. We have become soft as human beings. We've just become soft. I don't even know how to say it. Like, I'm not trying to shock jock. I'm not trying to be it, like, piss people off, but we really, really have become soft. I'm telling you, if a kid over 5 cannot defend themselves against coyotes, maybe that kid is not made for this world. I know some people are thinking that I'm just trying to piss people off, but it is the truth.
The eerie howls of coyotes tonight in Hingham.
And she was just, like, so scared.
This morning, neighbors say this coyote followed a fish.
You're telling me that little coyote right there, I'm telling you right now, any kid over the age of 5 should be able to fight off a goddamn coyote. I'm sorry. A possum? Fozzie says hello across the street when I see a possum. I would rather face off against a coyote in close quarters. Like, if you were going to pit me and a coyote in a bathroom, and I had to choose, all right, we're going to pit a coyote in a bathroom or a possum in a bathroom against you. I'm sorry. I would say give me the coyote all day. I would rather face a coyote than I would a possum. Sorry. That is just the way that I feel about it. Dave Bowers, what about a pit bull? Pit bull? No, I mean, see, that's also the other thing. I would like to say that I don't think a dog could kill me in a hand-to-hand combat. Like, if you put me in a, if you put me in a cage, or let's just say an octagon. You put me in an octagon against the meanest, baddest pit bull you could ever. I really do not think any dog. I'm sorry. I don't think any dog, if you're smart about it, if you keep your wits about it. I don't think a dog could kill me. Now, if the dog ever got his mouth around my throat, yeah, then it's a game over. It's a game over. But I just don't think I'm ever going to let a dog get near my throat. Because I got hands. I got hands. And you can bite this arm all you want to, dog. I'm not letting you get near my throat. It's just not happening. And I really do think that I could, even though I don't have the claws or the teeth or whatever it may be, I'm just saying I don't think a dog would ever be able to kill me. Now, a pack of wolves, maybe, because they're smart. They come at you. They have a strategy, a pack of wolves would. But I'm telling you right now, one-on-one, I don't care if it's a Doberman, I don't care if it's a Rottweiler, I don't care if it's a pit bull. I don't think that I'm going to let a dog kill me. Fozzie, I promise you right now, you put me in a scenario, I'm telling you right now, there's not a dog in the world that's going to kill me. I'm not letting one-on-one with a dog, I'm not letting a dog kill me. It's just, like I said, if the dog ever got to my throat, then yeah, it's over with. It could be over with. But I'm just telling you right now, okay, so the dog's going to be biting on my left arm. I'm going to give the dog my left arm. You know what I'm going to do with the thumb and everything? I'm going to gouge that dog's eye out. Okay, but I mean, all right. So Spice Boys Gold Mike Doorstop says, what if the dog goes to your nuts? All right, well, guess what? Nuts are not going to kill me. Is it going to hurt? Yeah, it's going to hurt like a mother effort. But I'm just doing it. Garth Brooks. See, no, I'm sorry. Garth Brooks says, I'm 6'5", 285. A trained dog would destroy me. It's all about how much you want to survive. I'm telling you right now. Okay, all right. So let's be honest about this. As long as the dog did not get you by the throat, you're good to go. You are so good to go. Because there's so many things as a human. You could go in. You could gouge its eyes out. You could choke the dog. Matter of fact, while the dog is chewing on your forearm, you could choke the dog out. Like, you guys are giving these trained dogs a little bit more credit than what they are.
Fifth grader who was walking her dog.
And the coyote went after her.
A neighbor's camera captured it running toward her down Flintlock Circle.
You know what? I would be pissed at my kid. I was like, bitch, like, what are you doing? Why are you running from this coyote? Why are you running from this coyote? Stand your ground. Show it who's boss. Now I understand these people that have these pussy-ass dogs. I've had them before, but I'm sorry. Why are we afraid of coyotes?
Get out of here!
And he ran out to scare it off.
But then it started to like pick up speed, and I looked down.
You know what you need to do? Just start killing these coyotes. I mean, I hate to like kill anything. I do hate to have to kill anything, but I'm sorry, kill these coyotes.
In the fifth grade, walking their dog Max,
and we see our friend just sprinting down the street with her dog, and we're like, "What's happening?" And then she.
I bet this little kid, hand-to-hand combat against a coyote, would absolutely destroy a coyote. He would. Beep beep. Fozzie, beep beep. Roadrunner Willie, say it. Thank you, Fozzie.
And then there's like a giant coyote just sprinting after her, and she's just like screaming.
The girl and her dog weren't hurt, but just last week, another...
You can't tell me you could not kick that coyote. That coyote looks like a little stray cur dog that hasn't eaten in a month. You could kick that coyote, collapse its rib cage, and it would all be over with. I'm just, like, have we forgot, like, about any survival? We would be so screwed if the whole natural world ceased to exist. Like, and what I mean that is electricity or people just had to fend for themselves. I mean, that's one of the reasons I love the TV show, or I used to. It's gotten really bad. It's one of the reasons why I used to love The Walking Dead. It was like all the soft people. You know, like how everybody talks about how the rich are the elite and everything. No, they're not. They're not the elite. If all hell broke loose and we all had to fend for ourselves, it didn't matter how much money you have. If all the electricity cut off, if we all had to fend for ourselves, we all had to just basically not worry about making money. All we had to do was worry about our survival, food, shelter, and water. That's all we had to worry about. Guess what? The rich and the elite, that whole thing flips. It flips. It flips, and now we are on top of the food chain, and the rich and the elite that look down on us, and they're like, oh, yeah, fuck those people. They're horrible. We would be the ones that would be ruling everything. I know it. You know it. I'm not trying to be one of these conspiracy theory type guys or end of the world doomsday type preppers, but it is the truth. It is. I mean, Dave Bowers, I mean, he says it. The rich have underground cities, the top 200 families. Spice Boys Gold Mike Dorsop. Hey, have you ever explained how you acquired the name Tuttle? I'm sure it's an interesting story. Yeah, I mean, I've talked about it, and I'll try to get to it. But Fish on J, rats in my hometown NYC are bigger than that little fucker. Talking about the
her neighbor had a coyote. Close encounter.
It turned and it began to pursue myself as well as my dog.
Animal control responded both times, urging neighbors to take precautions.
Because the animals don't appear sick
and haven't attacked a person, they say options are limited.
We're not going to let our kids out unsupervised any longer.
As parents, your kids are soft and they can't defend themselves against a coyote.
Around their neighborhood only deepen their concerns.
We kiss our kids goodbye in the morning. We send them to school. We don't think they might be food for a coyote.
Shut the fuck.
That was our John Atwater reporting for.
Shut the fuck up. I'm sorry. You know what my dad would have told me? If my dad was still alive and he was like, What boy? You talking about a coyote? A coyote tried to eat you? Are you still alive? Oh, you're still alive, right? Okay, cool. You're fine. Next time, make sure that coyote won't fuck with you again. I mean, it's just the way that it is. Dave Darkness lost power and internet TV for 6 days, bro. Just got all back last night. Well, I'm glad that you're joining us. Thank you, man. But yeah, I mean, it's like, man, we've become really, really, really soft. I want to talk about this. I love Halloween.
Are hoping to have this.
I mean, I love Halloween. But this story kind of upsets me. And I hate using the word Karen. But this is a Karen. This is a Karen. So I'm going to use the word Karen so you guys completely understand. But so they're doing Halloween decorations. I know it's just Halloween. So they did this Stranger Things type of themed Halloween decorations. And this is great. Oh, Fozzie, if you will, you're right. Fozzie, if you will, says Hocus Pocus 2 suck, by the way. Hocus Pocus, the first one, it's legendary. Everybody talks about Hocus Pocus. But Hocus Pocus 2, yeah, big Hogan fart. But this Karen is upset about the decorations that this one house did. And I got to tell you, I think this decoration is pretty fucking badass.
The homeowners are hoping to have this up and running once again by the end of the day today after they meet with village officials later on this afternoon. In the meantime, it still is essentially up and running. You can see the display there behind me, while these cones behind me in front of that cul-de-sac are the only thing temporarily stopping people from...
This Halloween decoration is pretty badass. I'm sorry. I love it. I was late to the Stranger Things, game, but this is badass. Visiting.
It's brought a sense of excitement to this neighborhood, but it's also brought some frustration for at least one neighbor.
Look at this. So what they basically did is, and if you guys have watched Stranger Things, they took the scene out of Max when Vecna is trying to kill her, and she's levitating in the air. It's simple. Yeah, it is. Twisted Movies. Is this the floating chick? Yes, it is. But this is an iconic scene. And that's the other thing. I wish that I could play copywritten music during my streams, but I can't. It would add so much to this if I could play Kate Bush's Running Up a Hill song underneath this, but I can't. I can't because YouTube, Twitch, everybody will bust my balls. But I wish that I could play that song, Running Up a Hill, while playing this news story, but I can't. I just can't do it.
Millions of people have their eyes on Plainfield, the home of this creative display. It's an ode to the pop.
It is so badass. Look at how cool that is. And everybody's checking it out. Everybody's coming by. But there's one person, one Karen, is bitching about this.
Popular Stranger Things series and has been bringing hundreds of people to this neighborhood while pushing more than 14 million views on TikTok.
It was just really cool. We saw it on TikTok. We're like, we just thought like it was so cool that you couldn't see like any wires or anything.
The homeowners replicated a scene from the show featuring a lifelike mannequin dressed as the character Max Mayfield.
And Max, oh man, poor Max.
There she is appearing to hover in midair. They say they asked their neighbors for permission before setting up and got the okay, but one neighbor on the block has since been frustrated by the overwhelming crowds and popularity from the display, leading them to complain to police.
Everyone seemed okay with it until...
What up, Aubrey? I bet Aubrey's a lot of fun. Aubrey Appeal. What up, Aubrey Appeal?
They weren't.
The family says it has been working with the village.
That is pretty goddamn cool, though. They got a redheaded kid floating midair like Max Mayfield.
While temporarily asking people on social media to avoid visiting as the, quote, dust settles. Other neighbors are hoping they can keep the display up.
I think it's so awesome. They put so much work into it.
Dude, what's up with all the piercings on chicks? Seems like a pretty badass community, if I'm being honest.
The kids are always helping out. They think it's the most awesome thing. And when they found out that they were going to be getting closed, the daughter literally, Brooke, was crying so hard.
Oh, man. That kind of sucks. Anyways, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully, you guys stay safe. And I will talk to you tomorrow.